You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day, because you're hungry to hear a word from God today, and you're going to hear it, because I know and we know where God speaks. And that's what we're going to do here today, and that is to go to where He speaks. And that is through His Word. God's always broadcasting. If you tune in to His frequency, that's what we do here at WGOD. You're going to hear something now. Well, on our daily program here through Romans, we should be up to about the end of chapter 3. So we're going to hear the sermon that I preached that covered this for 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. It's about 28 minutes long, so perhaps 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. One of my favorite sermons here, and that is the righteousness of God. Righteousness Revealed is the name of it, and we're going to hear that here in just one moment. More info on this ministry quickly. You can go to WGODradio.com. That's our website. You can follow along on Facebook as well at WGOD Radio. One last quick word. You know, I just got a Bible rebound by an organization, by a fellow believer, and the ministry name is AA Leather. And that's it. That's where you'll find them online, aaleather.com. And he just made me a custom New King James Bible in marine blue. And it is simply out of this world. Send me an email and I'll send you a picture. I highly recommend it. If you're looking to get in maybe an old Bible or a Bible recovered, I highly recommend Andrew from AA Leathers. Now, here is part one of this message, Righteousness Revealed.
Now, we're in Romans chapter 3. It's where we're picking up this sermon series. Paul's talking about the Jews at the end of chapter 2. Now let's pick it up there. The end of chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 28 says this. It says, "For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is out of the heart in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." All right, now with this statement here, that a Jew is not a Jew by birth any longer, but a Jew can actually be a Gentile now, Paul anticipates some objections to that. So that's where we're going to pick it up here, chapter 3, verse 1. After he just laid this on him, keep in mind, Paul just spiritualized this text now. A Jew is no longer one that's born a Jew. A Jew is now a spiritual son of Abraham. Which is why Jesus can say, those who say that they are Jews and are not. You're either a Jew or not, right? No. The Bible said Abraham believed God and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now a true spiritual Jew is a spiritual son of Abraham. It's a man and a woman that's got faith. This is a true Jew here. And Paul's laying this on them. This was a lot for them. He anticipates an objection. And here it is in verse 1. Well, what advantage then hath the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Well, much in every way. Chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. But what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and might overcome when thou art judged. All right, he just quoted Psalm 51 on them there. But if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous, which who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid. For how then shall God judge the world? For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? Okay, now I know this is a difficult text. What's he saying here? Well, he's arguing now about the benefit of being Jewish after what he had just said. So if a Jew is one inwardly, and if circumcision doesn't amount to a hill of beans anymore, then what's the advantage, if any, of being a Jew? Paul, what sayest thou? Well, his answer is much in every way, he replies. Because to them were committed the oracles or the word of God. So let me ask, how's that for a benefit, huh? Entrusted with the word of God. Is there any higher honor than that? Personally, when I consider my calling, and when I contemplate the work as Lord has given me to do, any personal feelings of dejections or inadequacy, they pale in comparison. My calling, 1 Thessalonians 2:2. One of the few times I've heard the Lord speak to me in my spirit during prayer, it says this, I have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. That's my calling. I've been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. Look at some of these other things. I am a Bible translator. The honor and the privilege I get through doing that, representing God, that people would go out, there's half a dozen people in this church that have my Bible translation. That blows me away. And the honor and the seriousness of that. When you represent God. I'm also a Bible preacher and a teacher. People look up to me for the truth. Guardian of the word of God over the airwaves. I call it, I'm a custodian of the word of God. That's what I do at my other job at a radio station. God's got me in place in a big radio station as a guardian and a custodian watching out over his word. He's planted me there. That's what I do. That's why I get in so much trouble too. When people come there and say things that aren't in this book. Not a bad calling, huh? Who am I to complain about anything? God's been good to me. I'm grateful for it. God's been good to the Jews. He's entrusted them with the oracles of God. Not a bad calling, if you ask me. So, Paul continues talking about the Jews. Now, in verse 9, he's going to pick up on his theme of convicting the whole world of sin. Verse 9. I'm going to read you halfway through, middle of verse 9. It says, for we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin, as it is written. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good. No, not one. Their throat is an open tomb or sepulcher. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now, in the Greek Old Testament, That entire quote is all out of one psalm, Psalm 14. Verse 19. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Now, you're not talking to me, friend. Might be talking to you if you're still under the law, but that's not talking to me. There's a big N-A at that verse next to me. He says, what I'm saying to all of you that are under the law. That's what he says. Count me out. Romans 6:14 says, we are no longer under the law, but under grace. Now, if you look around in life, you'll notice this anomaly, I'll call it. Pay attention how unbelievers quote the Ten Commandments and the law to justify themselves. Hey, you, why should God let you into heaven? Well, I've never killed anyone. I honor my father and mother. I don't swear. I don't move my neighbor's landmark. You see, let me explain. The law is like a hammer. It says here. It's like a hammer. And all it does is continually clock you on the head. And that's what it does until your head hurts and you see the light. And this is where we're at here at the end of chapter 3. Verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So by the works of the law, he says, no flesh, no one will ever be justified before God. Haven't you ever heard that before? Hasn't anyone ever told you if you just keep the commandments, you're all right? You'll be a good person. You'll make it into heaven. Just be a good person. Do good. Help a little old lady across the street. Will your house to the church after you die. That's guaranteed to make it there. That's what they told my family for hundreds of years, the Catholic Church. And my family obliged. Just give your property to us. We'll put in a good word for you. And you'll be all right. What a blasphemy that is. No flesh will be justified. Here it is, verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, that is trying to do good, trying to keep rules, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. By the works of the law, no one is ever. Now, to be justified, remember, is when God, on a good way, which is what I use this for usually, slams down that gavel, looks at you, and says, not guilty. It's what it means to be justified. By the works of the law, no person will ever be justified before God, because that's not the purpose of the law, to justify you. Keep reading.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.